We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KD was a luxury.
Yeah.
KD makes him unbeatable in a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, he better pray he gets back. Because if they win this title without Kevin Durant, nobody will ever look at Kevin Durant and say,
well, Skip, how you the best player in the world, and you missed the last two series of a game and a half of the other one, and they win, and they demolish. It wasn't even close. Think about it. They went six games with the Clippers. They demolished Houston without you. They demolished in Portland without you. They'll probably run through Toronto or Milwaukee without you. And you want to walk around and say, I'm the baddest man on the planet. Ha!
That's what I meant about perception, guys. And all I need is Sterling Sharp right there to make my point for me. It's perception. That will be the perception. It won't be the reality of it, but it will be the perception.
Yeah, that's fine.
You mean Shannon.
What did I say?
You said Sterling.
Oh, Sterling just brought it.
I agree that he's going to take a hit over it. But I don't think they're going to be giving Golden State enough credit about how good they are.
I agree.
I think they're good enough without him.
So do I. And I look at this Golden State team, and a lot of people, I compare it to the Patriots. They have a really strong core, and as long as those guys are there, they can bring any guy they want in. Good guy, bad guy. Any guy. Doesn't matter. Like, you want to bring in Revis? Great. You want to bring in Ndamukong Suh? Fine, whatever. You want to bring in whoever. Doesn't matter who it is. Randy Moss? All right, fine. They're going to win with you or without you.
Well, the other thing,
the pedigree of winning and just the mentality that they have, do you think that they were just toying with Portland? It's like they wanted to get down as many points as possible so they could just lull them to sleep and then come back and win.
I don't think this was easy. You could look at it as a 4-game series. This was not easy.
Portland.
And Lillard was hurt. He had a shoulder injury, so that might have added to it.
And Durant was out.
But I do think they have the perfect combination. I know the green teamers called all off to complain. No, you know what Golden State has? Golden State has superstars that you can depend on in big, huge games. And then they've got guys coming off the bench that understand their role is coming off the bench. And every once in a while, they need them to come up with a big game. But most of the time, they need them to have a bench role like McKinney and Looney and Livingston and Cook. And they've been big so far in this series. The Celtics have a bunch of these players that are sitting on the bench that think they should be starting. Terry Rozier actually was pissed off that the coach didn't take the whole second team and replace the first team and put the second team in there like they do in junior high.
So that's one little aspect of that series, which is now done, the whole Kevin Durant thing. And then there's whether or not this team, this Golden State Warriors team, could win it without Kevin Durant. I think they could. I think they could. And people think that they're going to have an issue with Milwaukee.
It may be the favorite.
Charles Barkley has a completely different mindset.
Anybody who thinks they're going to win the world championship without Kevin Durant don't know anything about basketball.
Hold on,
they're
stop. So that means, yep, basketball guys get it.
He's not alone.
I feel like I'm a basketball guy.
He's not.
I don't know what to
believe. He's not really a basketball guy.
He's wrong.
Keep it up.
Fun to beat the Milwaukee Bucks without Kevin Durant.
He's never right anyways. When is he ever right?
Chauncey Billups said the exact same thing last night on TV. You can find that. And I believe it might have been either Paul Pierce or Jalen Rose agreed with him. I think a lot of people think that eventually it's going to catch up to them.
But see, that's the thing is that they are good enough to win without him, and I still think they will, because all you do is look at the 2 years before he got there. They won it and lost in the finals, right? And as you point out, the only reason why they lost is because Draymond probably got suspended.
Well, he did. He got thrown out of one game, and he got suspended for the next one.
They won 73 games that year.
They lost both those games.
And when
you
look at that team, you're sitting there saying, okay, it was the same guys. Green, Curry, Thompson, Iguodala. They had Harrison Barnes. You know, Andrew Bogut. Sean Livingston.
Right.
That, you know, it wasn't like, you know, they had to have Kevin Durant. But when you're talking about taking down the great team of Golden State, who can do it? LeBron? He can do it. He's in L.A. He's on vacation. Like, Kevin Durant? He can do it, but he joined your team. So guys like, you know, we'll see. Giannis, Kawhi, Anthony Davis. I would say those are the five best players in basketball right now. Okay? And, you know, one of them joined your team. Now, if he had teamed up with LeBron, maybe he could take you down. If he teamed up with one of those other guys, maybe he could take you down. So the biggest advantage of Durant signing with the Golden State, to me, was just one less guy to go out there and beat you.
Yeah,
but I think they were a great team without him. They're a great team with him. And he's going to sit, and they're still a great team. It's the same dudes. Those guys are elevating their game.
I don't think people give them enough credit for their championship pedigree. Just call it that. Or whatever you want, just their experience.
Oh, I think people give them that credit.
So,
are you kidding me?
Well, no, because it's basically the same team won it without Kevin Durant.
Right.
So suddenly, these guys can only win it with Kevin Durant. So, okay, they play against Milwaukee. Who's covering Giannis?
Draymond.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say that's 90% of the battle. Middleton's going to shoot.
But they got two guys, Iguodala and Draymond.
Right. But Draymond's only 6'7".
Same thing with Kawhi.
Draymond's not that big.
No, he plays a lot bigger than
that. So it's different.
He's
so don't give me height and weight. Just give me person. Okay, you say Draymond Green. I know. I'll stick him on him. Fine. Maybe he gets in trouble.
You've already dismissed Toronto.
He's a big Marcus Smart.
I've dismissed Toronto, by the way.
I'm not dismissing either one of those teams. What I'm doing is saying that Golden State is still pretty freaking awesome. Perception that exists with Kevin Durant, it has everything to do with the way he left Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm giving up on Toronto. I would say goodbye to them.
What he's dealing with at his quad.
He's playing his ass off. But they get blown out in Game 2 in Milwaukee. You would have thought that Toronto would come up and give it a better effort. Instead, they were struggling to pull that thing out. Struggling. And I just can't see them winning that series. And Giannis did not play well in that last game. My guess is he's going to play a great game. But by the way, talking about Durant going to Los Angeles. I don't think many people are saying that. The Lakers thing, can I laugh at the whole Lakers thing?
You can.
It's a disaster.
It is exactly what I thought it would be.
It is laughable. So here's what
don't play that. That's disrespectful. I need something else.
Here's what I don't understand. Magic Johnson, who I think we all like and we have great respect for Magic Johnson. Matter of fact, they're giving him an award next month, a Lifetime Achievement Award, he and Larry Bird. Because let's face it, the NBA without those two guys would be the WNBA today, right? That's what they'd
be. Fine coach.
Yes, that's fine coach. That's what they'd be. But could he not burn the place down more than that guy did? I thought he loved
it.
Jeannie Buss is like my sister.
Yeah.
He loves all these people. He put a blowtorch to the franchise yesterday.
Well, you know what's really weird? I had no idea this was even possible. I did not know that Kurt Rambis is a player in the Lakers organization, but less about him, but more about his wife. His wife, I think her name is Linda Rambis, is like best friends with Jeannie Buss. So when it came to who they were going to hire, what was going to happen, how they run their organization, that's the Laker brain trust is Linda Rambis and Kurt Rambis.
She's got no clue.
No, but that is it's such a bad look that Jeannie Buss didn't even show up to the press conference.
Right.
When does that happen? Danny Ainge not show up at a press conference for a new head coach?
Because the brother probably got too much influence. They are a disaster. So as great a franchise as they've been in the past, poor Frank Vogel, he takes over even though LeBron apparently wanted Ty Lue. And then he also wanted after that Jason Kidd. So they make Jason Kidd an assistant. You tell me how often this works. When you hire an assistant who one of the players, the most important player, wanted to be one of your head coaches, and Frank Vogel's going to be looking over his shoulder. What a complete disaster. The one thing I would tell you, I would not worry about Anthony Davis going to the Lakers. It ain't happening.
But here's the
There's
thing.
No way Rich Paul is going to look at that now and think that is a good move to make for his guys.
So LeBron James wanted Jason Kidd. They don't give him Jason Kidd. And then he doesn't talk to anybody. So during this press conference, LeBron James is in the gym shooting, just kind of hanging out in the background. But he's not talking to anybody. You're not giving any insight. He's not even backing the new coach in a situation. And at the same time, Magic goes on air. Was it yesterday? With Stephen A. Smith, and at the same time, Pelinka was doing his introductory press conference.
With Frank Vogel. It's embarrassing. So, the whole thing's embarrassing.
It is so L.A.
But
I would be
careful when you say he's not going to send him to L.A. It's a mess.
Well,
he's got a year left in his deal.
Yeah. Okay. So, he can wait a year and then go to L.A. The year after that.
No, he can go for 1 year and see if it's a mess.
Yeah, but you tell me, if you're the Lakers right now and you look at what a disaster you have, why would you make the deal for Anthony Davis? The smartest deal for them to make, because I don't want to give up any of those kids. Because if I just have LeBron and Anthony Davis, I'm screwed next year. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough good enough players around me. So what you do is you go get one of the free agents. It would make more sense to couple up Kawhi Leonard, let's say, with LeBron, right? Or Durant with him.
Even, why can't you do both?
They don't have the money.
In order to trade for Anthony Davis, you got to match salary.
Yeah, they don't have the salary to match. I don't believe they're at $65 million on the cap number right now. So they've got one free agent slot. So why don't you use the free agent slot and then keep the kids and then trade the kids? I'm not saying keep the kids. Trade the kids.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Trade the kids for other players, for veterans.
Open. That's all. Anything's open with these guys.
I think more and more.
You don't know what's in any of their heads. You don't know. I mean, these guys might just, Anthony Davis may want to play with LeBron. You have no idea. He may want to play with Kyrie or Durant. These guys just, whatever mood they're in, who they want to play with, and they got the power to make it happen.
Well, the Lakers would be stupid to do that deal. Because what happens if it blows up for that 1 year with Davis and LeBron, and Davis decides on leaving after you've traded everybody away? The Lakers would be dead at that point. LeBron will probably find a way of getting out of it. But Windhorst did it again yesterday, and you know this is all coming from LeBron. This is what LeBron wants. And we can say all we want about Kyrie, that he's manipulative and he's a little off, a little wild in some of the stuff he says, but he's smart, okay? He's smart. I don't believe he's got any intention of going to L.A., but Windhorst did it again yesterday.
Really who Magic was speaking to and was listening were those free agents. Guess who watches First Take all the time? Kyrie Irving. Guess who's all over social media, saw all these clips? You can bet Kevin Durant saw it. And so this is a huge factor for whether free agents evaluate the Lakers franchise.
We heard Magic say, Brian, that the Lakers' top free agent target should be Kyrie and Kawhi. What are the chances, let's focus on the Kyrie, of a Kyrie-LeBron reunion?
Yeah, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, Sage, I'd have said the door was closed and locked. That was not going to happen. But over the last few months, there has no doubt been a thawing between Kyrie and LeBron, and Kyrie has become to be more open to joining the Lakers and has done some research on the organization. That said, with Magic leaving, that was a guy that he felt a connection to, and with the great opportunities in Brooklyn and in New York, plus Boston trying to keep him, I think the Lakers are lower on his list, but they're on his list, and that gives them a fighting chance. Boston, he's got to still be worried about the Lakers.
I hate this guy. I honestly hate him. He's part of the problem.
Shouldn't hate anybody.
This guy is part of the problem.
He's getting it from LeBron. This is all what LeBron wants.
He's such a stool.
This is not what.
Look at him right now. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that pocket square. Light blue. Navy, dark
navy,
and then Celtics green.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody needs to dress him. It's amazing how they have all of these the poof poof people that poof your hair and do all this other stuff, and he's the only one that looks like a total slob.
Hold on, Glenn. Here's the thing with this whole super team. Where would he go? Where would he not go? If someone came up to Kyrie Irving and said, "Listen, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis." Would you not be excited? Whoa, that you can actually pull that off? Yeah, we got that. Would you want to come? The Lakers were better. Yeah. So I'm going to give you three other good players, two other good players, great players. I guess your destination would change. I don't think it's going to happen. But that's why it's so stupid. Hey, I'm going to put the dream team together back again. Larry Bird in his prime, Magic in his prime. Would you want to play with those guys? Nope. Well, yeah.
If I'm a free agent, though, I'm not sure I want to go to the Lakers right now, knowing what's going on in the organization. LeBron's not happy with the whole Magic stuff. What happens if LeBron suddenly is dissatisfied?
Well, that's the only issue with
the
Lakers. If you're a free agent,
right.
You talk to LeBron. What are you doing? Are you out of there?
Right.
Because if not, I'm in. And a point guard would be a nice little mix for him, whether it be Kemba Walker or Kyrie. Right? Kawhi Leonard, yeah, okay. But, I mean, you get a point guard now. Now you got point, you got LeBron, and now you trade some of those guys, and you get that third piece. I mean, I don't think it's that far-fetched that Kyrie rejoins this guy at all.
Being uncomfortable.
I don't think anything's far-fetched.
But let me ask you this. Is it possible, and look at his personality, is it possible that Kyrie looks at the way this thing ended, and he feels a little dented, okay? He's taking a lot of heat. So what he wants to do is he wants to let everybody talk about him. I think he loves the fact that everybody's talking about him here, there, and everywhere. And yet, in the end, I still think the best place for him to be from a business standpoint and probably, if part of the deal is the Celtics acquiring Anthony Davis, it's the best position for him to be on a basketball situation is right here in Boston. But he loves the attention. So he's not going to say anything. He's not going to diminish anything. He's not going to, we already heard he's got this very small circle. It's him and his dad. He's not going to tell anybody. He's going to let people talk about him. Why? Because that's his nature. That's his personality.
He watched his first tape.
Yes.
Who knew he probably listened to us.
I mean,
that's what I've heard.
You don't think he watched that thing yesterday with Magic? I mean, Magic was one of the reasons we heard he wanted to go to L.A. He wanted to be around Magic every single day. Magic's gone. You're going to be around Rob Pelinka every single day.
Unbelievable.
Big difference.
Well,
big difference.
Clippers are now the LA's team.
I tell you what, Lou.
I know what you're saying, but I think...
It looks better for the Celtics every single day.
I just don't understand why it's so far-fetched that Kyrie signs with L.A. and they trade for Anthony Davis.
I think it's far-fetched. It's very difficult...
You can make the money work.
I think it's far-fetched.
We've seen it before. We've seen teams trade guys just to acquire salary to make a trade, right? I mean, Lonzo's going to make like $8 million. Ingram's making $7 million. So this $15 million right there... You know, Kuzma's low. He's only like a couple million bucks. But, I mean, you know, we've seen teams go out and make trades and actually acquire salary.
Yeah, and then you can't get anybody else. So now you got Kyrie. How many games he play a season?
So LeBron, Kyrie,
he's not going to play 82. Do you think LeBron's playing 82?
So now you're going to downplay Kyrie's worth because he's on the Lakers.
No, I think those three guys you're talking about, none of the three of them are going to play 82 games or close to 82 games.
So they don't need to.
Oh,
they'll just flip the switch.
What's the rest of your team going to look like? You just get rid of everybody to get Davis. I'm not sure that's the answer.
How many veterans would want to go and be part of that in L.A.?
They won't have the money to put veterans there. You got to have some money. They will have none. All right, 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Does Magic Johnson feel betrayed, and if so, by whom?
If you're going to talk betrayal, it's only with Rob. I had to look inside myself, but I had been doing that for months. I didn't like that Tim Harris was too involved in basketball. He's supposed to run the Laker business, but he was trying to come over to our side. Jeannie's got to stop that. It's too many people at the table. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets to share their opinion. It's so much information coming at her. That then when I say, hey, we have to do this, she can't make a decision because they said, no, don't go the way Magic go. You should go
other
left.
Other people already got
right.
to her.
Exactly.
And the back of
her. It's unbelievable. It really is. For a guy that is as well-respected. But why aren't more people calling him out? Because everybody likes him. He's very likable.
I don't think they are. No, I don't think they are.
They're not calling him out.
Oh, L.A. Times? Yes, most definitely.
Stephen A. was defending him this morning.
Stephen A. is such a suck-up.
He was defending him this morning. Probably you're right, because he came on his show yesterday.
Yeah. And he wants to be part of the process. But I read almost every article out there in the L.A. Times, and they're killing him.
That was unbelievable what he did. He opened the curtain and gave you everything that was going on behind. Do you know why? Rob Pelinka was backstabbing him because he wasn't showing up to work.
Okay, but hold on.
What is he supposed to do? Go to Jeannie Buss and lie?
But
and basically say, oh, yeah, Magic's here. He's doing the work every single day.
This is the problem, though. So Magic actually openly on First Take came out and said, okay, if I'm going to take this job, I have all this other stuff I'm going to do. I'm not stopping that. So if I take the job, so to his credit, this is what he said. So it's really Jeannie Buss's fault. He said, listen, I have all these other interests. I'm not going to be there every day. So don't expect me, but I still want all the control. So I'm not going to be there every day, and I still want all the control. Well, that's Jeannie Buss's fault for doing that. That's stupid.
Well, first off, it's dumb, right? Because he's president of basketball operations, but I'm not going to be there every day.
I mean, golf.
I don't want to. He should have just been a special assistant like he is. He's Magic Johnson of the Lakers. They involve him in some decision-making. But he took a job that required more work that he was willing to do, right? So the GM got pissed. I need more from you. So there's the disconnect. You know, whether it's ownership and the discussion privately about before I take this job, I just want to let you know. I'll be upfront with you. I'll be honest. I ain't going to be there every day. I got stuff to do. He never should have given him the job in the first place. She never should.
Well, that is true. You can blame it on Jeannie Buss. On the other hand, all he wants to do, and he's selfish in this respect, all he wants to do is be magic every day.
I gave up a lot to take that Laker job, right? I gave up weekends with my wife. We go out every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And so Friday now I couldn't go out. Sunday I couldn't go take her to the movies.
It's embarrassing.
The things that I had to give up to take that job, and I was willing to do that for 3 years. I was willing to do that.
I'm telling you, this is embarrassing.
Well, then don't take the job.
He took the job. So you can blame Jeannie Buss.
He wanted to be a part-time manager. He just wanted to be like, hey, you guys doing okay? You doing okay? He didn't really want the criticism or the responsibility, yet he still wanted to be involved in the decisions, even though he wasn't part of the process.
You know what his problem is? His problem is he always wants to be magic, no matter what job he takes. In this job, he should have been Irvin Johnson.
But see, the inconsistencies, and you say he's getting crushed out there, because if you remember, when he was talking about, when he had his little press conference that announced that he had stopped, he had quit, wasn't that about he didn't want to fire Luke Walton?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah, I didn't want to affect this guy's life. You know, I don't want to fire him. He's a good man. I didn't want to do it. But with Stephen A., he talked about when he went to Jeannie Buss, and he said, listen, we need to fire him.
The straw that broke the camel's back was I wanted to fire Luke Walton. And we had, Max, 3 meetings. I showed her the things he did well and the things he didn't do well. And I said, listen, we got to get a better coach. I like him. He's great.
Former Laker,
the whole thing. So the first day, well, let's think about it. Second day, okay, you can fire him. Then the next day, no, we should try to work it out. So when we went back and forth like that, and then she brought Tim Harrison to the meeting, you know, some of the guys. And Tim, you know, wanted to keep him because he was friends with Luke. And Luke's a great guy, mm-hmm. great guy.
He is.
And so... When I looked up and said, wait a minute, I only really answer to Jeannie Buss. Now I got Tim involved. I said, it's time for me to go.
So he wanted Luke Walton gone. He put the reasons why and said, we need a better coach. But what he said at that press conference when he's about to be fired, he made it sound like they wanted him to fire Luke Walton and he didn't want to do it.
I had more fun on the other side than on this side because now... Tomorrow I would have to affect somebody's livelihood in their life. And I thought about that. I said, that's not fun for me. That's not who I am. And then I don't want to put her in the middle of us. You know, even though she said, hey, you do what you want to do. I know she has great love for him and great love for me.
He's full of it.
You'd be a great mayor.
So you guys
sound like he was all for firing this guy. So, yeah. Now it sounds like he was all for.
Yeah,
back then it was like he didn't want to do it.
So you tell me, I'm serious about this. When you see the dysfunction that exists, and there was a lot of talk about that last night in the pregame show, postgame, after the game, you tell me why any free agent is going to go just to play with LeBron, because you don't even know how LeBron feels about this. You already have a situation where it's not LeBron's choice for the coach. It's Rob Pelinka. It's Jeannie Buss's choice. And yet the guy sitting on the bench, down the bench, is LeBron's guy. This could be a disaster. I'm telling you right now, there's no way Kyrie Irving is going to the Lakers. There's no way. This is a guy that got away from LeBron a couple of years ago. Now maybe he feels a little bit different because he sees how he's the veteran guy, how he has to operate with the kids. But does anybody think he wants to try that all over again in a dysfunctional organization?
That's why you can take the Knicks out of the equation.
I agree.
The Knicks, take the Knicks
why
out of the equation.
Why would you do that and go work for that?
You know, again, I'll say Kyrie's a little nutty, he's a little kooky, but he's not stupid. He knows what he's doing as far as his basketball career and where the best opportunity is. Can you imagine if because the equivalent would be Larry Bird doing what Magic is doing.
Right.
That's the equivalent. What do you think this town would be like with Larry Bird? You think they would just give him a pass? I think a lot of people would.
I'm very happy for you, done well.
Thank you very much.
Do you think they would just flat out and just rip him to shreds?
As much as everybody loves Larry Bird, if he took that job, just like Danny. I mean, if Danny takes this job and sits here and says, you know, I'm still going to have weekends with my wife. Like, you know, I'm not going to be there all the time. I mean, I know you might want to call me president, but I don't, you know, I like the title. Title's
That's not
cool.
fun for me.
You know what I mean? I like walking around being the president of the Lakers or the president of the Celtics, but I'm not really willing to put the work in that it requires.
But what if you said it?
He would get trashed.
What if he said to Wick, hey, listen, Wick, I'll do it. you know, but listen, I like going out to dinner, you know, in L.A. There's some good restaurants. I know a lot of people. I like my weekends free. If you're okay with me being the president of basketball operations. Exactly. So shame on
I
you.
I agree. Shame on Jeannie.
So Hawaii Magic is really not guilty of anything other than being himself. Shame.
So sure. so why would Kyrie leave a stable organization, stable ownership, stable president of basketball operations, stable coach, okay? And I know some people think, oh, maybe he doesn't like the coach. Why would he leave all of that to go to James Dolan, have to deal with that mess? Who knows what Kevin Durant's health is like? And he's going to go back to LeBron in a more unstable environment than they had in Cleveland. How does that make any sense whatsoever?
I don't think they care about ownership. They care about what team they can
put together.
Oh,
I disagree. I disagree. If you're
all
an
right,
agent,
good. Stable ownership, stable GM. I get it. Do you think he had fun this year, Kyrie? A good time? What do you mean? It's a stable ownership, stable GM. Why didn't you like it, Kyrie?
Well, he didn't like the ending of it. But
you think he liked the beginning of it?
Yeah, but
the middle of it.
But it's all
the end of it.
But Lou, it's all going to change next year. He's going to be playing with Anthony Davis.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
That's
like,
what
why
the
wouldn't
plan
you like
is.
The situation? I thought he was freaking miserable all year long. So,
I don't think he was miserable all year long. He had his best numbers that he's ever had. Right.
True.
During the regular season,
but he was unhappy.
His numbers were...
He was unfulfilled.
Okay, whatever. His biggest problem right now is the fan base. Because the fan base doesn't want him back. And the fan base right now is crazy not wanting him back because you give me the alternative. I agree. There is some stuff that really pisses you off and pisses me off about Kyrie. He says some stuff. You sit there, you shake your head and say, what the hell are you talking about? But what's the alternative?
Inner peace, Glenn.
Yes. I don't want inner peace.
He's going to continue his basketball journey and life, more importantly, his life journey.
Please.
And he's going to put together a team where he can build. He was traded to this team. This team was, you know, he was brought here and these players were here and he didn't agree with all of them. He didn't like the way they played. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to build my own team with my boy KD.
Are you buying this that he's going to leave?
Yeah, I think it's a good possibility.
I think there's very little possibility.
I think he's a different bird.
I think all these teams in the offseason right now, they're all doing the Celtics
imploding.
A tremendous favor.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hey, I got to see Danny. Listen, go ahead. We'll be fine without you. Go ahead and destroy your career. Go make movies. Fine. If that's what you want to be known for, a movie star, go ahead. Go.
You think there's chance that LeBron actually looks at it and says, actually, we're more stable than we were with than we were with Magic? I've never seen...
No.
You don't think LeBron says
this?
I've never seen a president of basketball operations not involved?
No.
Not show up? Not around?
No.
Not want to work?
No.
That was my president when I was brought here to L.A. Magic was here and the guy didn't do anything. He was never around.
I think, aware of everything.
I think all of the ex-players last night that were talking on TV nailed it. And that is if you're a free agent, you're going to stay clear. If there's somebody who's really pissed off right now, it's LeBron because he's getting the calls from Kyrie and these others who are sitting there going, I'm not going out there. I'm not going to go to the Lakers. Forget about it. I'll guarantee you that's what's happening
right now. What's changed?
It's an unstable environment. It's a disaster.
You think LeBron gives a rat's ass?
Yes.
He runs the whole damn thing.
No, he's not running it. He didn't get his coach. He's not running it, Lou. That's the problem.
Well, the coaches, I would agree with you there.
He probably wants out. No, he didn't get his guy. You know what he got his guy? His guy's sitting down at the other end of the bench. That's what he got. He got Jason Kidd at the other end of the bench. And guess who's going to get Jason Kidd to move up to the top of the bench? He is. That's
Vogel's
what's going to happen.
Screwed.
So let's throw it out to Celtic fans. I'll throw it out. What's your alternative? You might think that this guy's a pain in the ass and Kyrie Irving, but you got to get him back, don't you?
But before that, very, very important step in OMF, the first and ever Rocky teaser challenge.
You're just going to give one question to him, right?
I'm going to give him two.
Oh, two.
I'm
going to
give him two. I got two questions. So if you pass the first
level, then we
are going to do a full-fledged 100% hardcore
Why are you insulting the guy? Why don't you do that anyway?
Full of crap.
Why don't you?
I don't trust him.
So this is a test to see if he deserves the test.
Yes. Okay. There's a lot of man hours. I know you show up at 1:50.
That's
while you're driving and having your coffee, we're out there grinding away trying to make the show better.
Rematch. I don't want one.
All right, let's go. That's next.
All right, we get to your phone calls as well. Coming up next, 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing stops Lou Merlone.
You come out of Cooperstown, then you're like, you know what? Oh, I'm a damn Hall of Famer.
Well, maybe the FCC.
I was close, but I'm going to let this guy
act like nothing happened. Yeah, you were good.
It's Ordway, Fourier, and Lou f***ing Merlone on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know what we need to do for Lou?
What do you need?
Okay, we need to take 3-second clips from all the Rocky movies and see if he can tell us
which movie it is.
One, two, three, four, five.
See, that's
how
hard.
Many are there?
We can take it one step level.
What?
Well, after the quote that you play, I could give you the next line.
The answer is? Wow.
See, Mario
for
one.
You know what? Forget it. I'm Mario for one. So that's you cocky. Asked for it.
I did.
I mean, you added that little twist to it. I just wanted you to name the movie.
Why 3 seconds? Right. 3 seconds
well,
is quick.
Well, it's longer than 3 seconds. Good. I just, you know.
Let's try. Maybe a little unfair.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
This is the test to see if we're going to give them the
test. Yes, this is the test to see if we're actually going to put time and energy into this a lot. Yeah. So you're going to get two different clips, okay? Here's what you're going to have to do. The first clip, first of all, you have to let it play out, okay? And we're going to stop it. Then you tell me what movie that is, what number it is.
Okay.
And then after you tell me what movie it is, I want you to finish the line.
All right, let's see.
What is the next line?
Go ahead.
Now, listen, I baby stepped my way through
excited.
This for
I'm
you.
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm just like nervous.
Okay.
It's like so excitement.
If you can't get these,
go ahead.
You suck.
Oh, boy.
Okay. These are pretty pathetically easy.
This, but go ahead.
So I want to start off with, I want to build up your confidence. All right. Yep. So, Ryan, first clip.
Would you care to comment on how you plan to fight Balboa? What's your strategy?
Don't need any. Balboa is so predictable and stupid. The man comes straight ahead. He's tailor-made for me, and he's gonna get hurt. No, I don't hate Balboa.
Rocky 3. Yeah.
What is the next line?
Prediction of the fight? Pain?
Hold on. Give it again so he can and see if you can get it.
Give me the last one.
Do you care to comment on how you plan to fight Balboa?
What's your strategy?
Don't need any. Balboa is so predictable and stupid. The man comes straight ahead. He's tailor-made for me, and he's going to get hurt. No, I don't hate Balboa.
I don't hate Balboa, but I? I got this one, didn't I?
Of course you did,
I got this one.
Go with respect.
Like, we started really
with respect. I thought this was so easy.
It is easy. Rocky 3, but I don't know.
Okay,
prediction for fight, pain. I don't know.
No, there was no prediction.
But I pity the fool.
Yes!
But I pity the fool. And I would destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
I was getting nervous.
Right, give him half a point for that one.
I got it.
He's a little nervous.
No time limit.
This is why I wanted to test you, because now I want you to kind of feel
one.
How it works. Right? You got
to
walk you up. Now, here's another one.
All right.
Okay, here's your second chance. All right, now you want to know. I'm feeling pretty confident. We're pretty excited about all the work that we're going to put in to do this tomorrow.
All right, go ahead.
Let it roll.
You should have left them on the street where you found them.
Get off me, man!
Right out of here, huh? The murder.
Get him out of here!
End it.
No, you're not listening.
We're gonna let it go.
You knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now?
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring. Get out of here.
What movie is it? What number?
Well, it's Rocky 5.
Okay.
Tommy Gunn.
And
the next line is, I don't know if that's, I didn't hear no bell. I don't know if it's...
Hold on.
I think there's a line that's missing in between there.
Hold on. Wait. Don't do it yet. Give it to me again midway through so we don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. Go ahead.
Get off me!
You knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now?
No, no. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring. Get out of here.
There's a Tommy Gunn line in there.
No. Okay. So Tommy Gunn only
fights. You're overthinking
fights.
This.
Yeah, you're totally overthinking it. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring, but Rocky.
My ring's outside.
Yeah!
My ring's outside.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's impressive that he gets the right movie, Nobel but was in the even more so.
See, yeah, no. you have
you're still
so,
in the bar.
See, you have so much knowledge.
I know.
It all kind of gets clouded.
I'm
all right,
slipping.
So are you
I'll
in?
I'll study for it, yeah.
Are you in? Yeah, study for it.
Let's go back and watch every movie.
No, every
gotta,
single
I just,
one.
I got to get my mind right and just sort of go over each and every one and just get where I need to be.
Yeah. You knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
Yeah. My ring's outside.
Such stupid movies.
This guy, he hates the Rocky movies. Hates them all.
You hate Rocky movies.
I didn't say I hate them.
You know what his excuse
is? Who boxes with their arms by their side?
His excuse is that the boxing scenes are unrealistic. Really?
Oh, really?
And there's dragons that fly and blow up everything.
Well, I don't like Game of Thrones either.
I mean, give me another movie that you like.
Avengers?
Are you one of those guys?
Pretty normal.
The superheroes don't exist, Ryan.
Now, everyone could do this with Anchorman. Anchorman was the most quotable movie of like the last 10 years.
But there's only
years,
one.
Right?
There's only one.
Yeah, there's two.
That's
actually,
true.
There's
two of them.
Two. And the second one sucked.
I got to work on finishing my lines.
Yes. You need to stop
the original thing
it.
Is, yeah, Party, one through five. Pitch. You're going to throw in Balboa 6. You're going to throw in Creed 1, Creed 2. Balboa 6, I'm weak. I got to replenish.
You know what? We're not going to get any of the crappy ones like Rocky Balboa. We're not going to do that.
He's right, though. Ryan's right, though. Have you ever seen the video that's out there or film or whatever of them choreographing all of the fights?
Yeah.
Have you seen that out there? And when you look at that, they're missing each other by such a
lot. Of course.
So they move the... It's all about camera angles.
It is a movie, right?
It's all camera angles. Yes.
What,
it's all
really
about camera angles.
So weird.
But I disagree with him. When you see the fight... Those are good fight scenes. It's just that when you watch this other thing of how they made it, you're sitting there going, oh, my God.
Well, see, I think the way they created the movie, the way that Stallone came to make Rocky and how he was kind of self-made behind it, I think that is so much cooler than what the movies ended up becoming.
Okay, you've never given an opinion
to get
on Rocky. You're never allowed to give an opinion to Rocky. I banish you for life,
Did you think Jaws was too big?
Stick to Karate Kid movies. Karate Kid.
Why didn't they have a bigger boat?
You know?
So we're watching scenes from Creed, the first one, Creed, and it's like the training sequence.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
And I'm sitting there going, and I'm just like, my hair and my back is standing up.
Oh my God,
up.
His head's twitching.
And I'm
back
like,
and
I'm
forth.
Like, did it move?
It's a good shuffle.
I was like, mine is completely moving right now.
It's a good soundtrack.
Am I the only one? And he's like, this does nothing for me.
It does nothing.
Absolutely nothing. What's wrong with you?
No. When he jams in my car, it's like he all of a sudden plays like Creed 1 and 2, like the soundtrack. And it's outstanding.
How do you not like that?
It's outstanding.
Just you guys are nothing in common with Ryan. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. At least we made Paul watch all the Rocky movies. We have not forced him
to
do it yet.
He hated them too, though. Paul hated them too.
No, he did it, but at least
Paul hated every movie. Every
one. If you're going to give Ryan one movie to watch.
Well, we made Paul watch Coming to America.
Have you seen that?
He'd never seen Coming to America.
That's a good movie. Have you seen that one yet, Ryan? Sure was
Eddie Murphy, yes, of course.
Okay, seen it.
Tyler?
Do you know they're doing a remake?
No.
They're doing a remake.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen a Rocky either.
Oh my God. Leave now.
That's right. He's what? What's your name to? He is Clay. He Clay to me. I say Clay.
The boy good.
The boy good and bad. Good and terrible.
Good
and
terrible.
Unbelievable. Which is...
All right, good. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it tomorrow.
I like the movies.
Christian, you feel comfortable doing it?
Who, me?
Yeah, 2-0, but he struggled a little bit.
No, I feel like that was good.
Well, he struggled with the lines after. So I got my mind right.
Well, see, you and I went
that's
over.
That's like
so
bonus
I kinda,
questions.
I knew how I was good. Well, you asked for it. Naming the movie was easy.
I did. I got cocky.
No.
Movie was easy. Yeah, you wanted to finish the line because you thought you were a badass.
I was
like, okay.
God, you are cocky, man.
Yeah, it's like... I just wanted to name the movie for you.
All right, we'll do whatever it takes.
No, it's impressive. How about this one?
Rocky 1.
Easy.
See, guys are playing out in the street. He's about to go check out, you know.
What, you got drinking some wine over there? We're drinking some wine.
He's checking his turtles. I don't know. Cuff and Link. You know, whatever it takes. She's over there at the pet store.
All right, very impressive. So how many questions are you giving him tomorrow?
Probably five.
Five?
We haven't decided yet.
Okay. We'll do it tomorrow.
We have a lot of material. We gotta cut it down.
Take it back.
Do 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 do. Take it back.
Hey hey hey.
Take it back, please.
How far back?
Right, let's
I like
go
it back. Here you I like go. It.
I will open up the phone line. 617-779-7937. Here's Eddie in a car. Eddie.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, Glenn, let me ask you a question. As a matter of fact, let me ask all three of you a question.
Oh, good, thanks.
Do each one of you think Kyrie is going to be here next year?
No, just me.
I do.
Oh, just us, just Glenn and I.
No, I say no.
You say no. What about you, Chris?
Yes, they both say yes. Go.
Glenn and I both say yes, he will be here. Lou says no.
Well, let me tell you, when you get the fan base, and I'd say 90% of us don't want him back, I don't know how Ainge, and please, no pun intended, is going to have the heart to bring this guy back.
Because you'll change your mind. You're a green teamer. You're somebody who wants the organization to win. And when they get Anthony Davis here with Kyrie, and they go 16-5 out of the gate, you'll be the first one to call and sit there and say, I love Kyrie. He's great. He's terrific. And you'll forget about all of the stuff that happened before. Because that's what the fan base that's what the fan base does.
Yeah, you'll see,
all fan bases
he's
do
different
that
this year. I like it.
Yep.
He's different this
yep
year.
Yep, that's what you'll say. I'll tell you what, Anthony Davis makes him
change
a different player. He what?
Will his attitude change? Will
yes
his attitude
yeah, but Eddie, what's your alternative?
Yes, because Anthony Davis will be here.
Sure. What's your alternative?
I got to tell you, Glenn, I got to tell you, I'm 59 years old. You're from Boston. We're all from here. What are we all about? We're about
championships.
Best Jesus game and playing your hardest. And we don't
no. Whoa. Championships.
That's what we want to see.
Right.
That's what we want to see.
Right. So the best chance you have as a Celtic fan of winning another championship is Kyrie and Anthony Davis on this team next year.
I would agree with you.
That's
there
the best
that
chance you have.
With Kyrie with his head on straight. You got to get that, too.
Okay, but you'll get that in a different environment.
Like, kind of like, you're not going to.
Let
no
me ask
not
you, Eddie, what did you think about where was Kawhi Leonard's head last year?
They hung up. He didn't want to hear that. So that's a great example. And right now,
there's Kawhi Leonard.
With Toronto, he's playing hurt every game out there. And he's playing his ass off hurt because he likes the team he's on.
But if you go, back a year ago, nobody wanted anything to do with Kawhi. It was like, you know, what Kyrie did here is nothing compared to what he did. What Anthony Davis did in New Orleans is nothing compared to what Kawhi did. He could have come back and never did. I mean, so there was much worse. It was much worse for what he did down in San Antonio than what any of these guys are doing right now.
Does anybody believe that if this team brings in Anthony Davis along with Kyrie and a player here, a player there, and the team is good next year, does anybody think Kyrie's going to take heat? Are these same callers that are calling up that want nothing to do with
well
Kyrie
be chanting MVP.
Exactly. They will as he goes to the free throw
that's
line.
That's how quickly
they'll
it'll turn.
But they
Kyrie's
always do
great. We know that.
But fans always do that. They always turn, right?
Yeah.
There were fans that were on Brad Marchand. Is anybody on him right now?
No.
There were fans that were on Tuukka Rask. Anybody on Tuukka Rask right now?
No. Well, for now, it's such a long layoff, Glenn. There's nothing to talk about, you know? Such a long layoff. Go to Adam real quick. Go to Adam.
Adam's in New Hampshire. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Adam?
You guys seem to be pretty knowledgeable on all the Rocky movies, at least a couple of you guys. I was wondering well, okay, so for Lou, then, all five movies at the very end of the movie are dedicated to someone. I was wondering if you ever caught the name.
Nope.
Erwin Winkler. Erwin Winkler.
It's Jane Oliver, so my wife's grandmother.
That's Erwin Winkler.
Rocky 1 came out.
Okay.
Wow, that's a little bit. That's like Where's Waldo?
Because I got to be honest,
Lou doesn't hang around for the
closing. No.
I mean, who the hell's doing that?
The problem is during the credits, I'm usually weeping
or boxing somebody, okay, trying to look for a fight.
I'm usually, I'm usually in tears. So I mean, you know, I don't see who's credited.
How much violence do you think those movies have caused? People leaving theaters and figuring they're tougher now.
We got more to do.
What is he saying?
We got more to do, Mick. We got more to do. We got more to do.
Yeah. So, what was the set like that day? Do you think, hey, Rock, hey, Sly, that was a great scene.
Hey, thanks, man.
We understood exactly. Hey, don't nobody tell him it sucked.
Some of the best acting we've seen.
No, nobody believed.
It's one of your greatest moments.
Am I the only one when he was punching out the meat? And I sat there and said, somebody's got to
out
the big steers, the beers. Somebody's got to eat that. Somebody's going to eat a steak off of that thing.
That's all right.
It is funny, right? The meat house, the meat packing company allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
But no, they cut it up and they let him bring it home because it was protein.
It was advertising. It was good.
It's fake, probably.
It's all Hollywood. Here's the next thing I want to do today. I'm just going to drive the show today.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive it all day. Since I feel like you don't have any direction today, so I'm going to do it. What is he saying?
Let's go to our Rocky expert.
I don't know. That's the line.
I don't know what that line is. You don't know what he's saying?
Do you?
Play it again, Ryan.
No. I've never actually isolated that. One more time. What is he trying to say?
That's what I mean. Nothing.
Mickey, it's hard to understand anyway.
The only thing you understand is we got more to do.
Do you have the time?
Mickey, do you have the time?
That's what it sounds like. You got the time?
Jeez, that's pretty bad.
That's hard. Oh, hard to understand.
Hey, so did you hear...
It's a good scene.
Did you hear Mutt and Callahan today?
I did.
Parts of it.
So there was this debate that they were having about the guy from Morehouse College that did the...
Robert Smith,
who donated all the money.
$40 million.
$40 million to all... He was taking away all the debt.
Right. Okay. I did hear some of that conversation.
Okay, so I want...
Drones drop bombs.
I would like to play this for you because I'm not sure if Mutt knows what he's talking about... Or if Jerry knows what he's talking about. But I will tell you if you're interested in hearing what frustration sounds like, I will play that for you next.
Were you frustrated?
I was not frustrated. I did not agree with Jerry at all. I think his take is a little whack. But we're going to play for you anyways. And you'll probably agree with him because you're an old guy.
But Jerry, all the Duke go away? No. Well, we'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.